This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event. Let's get ready to rumble!
Woo! I was surprised you're able to muster up that woo.
Morning.
Good morning. You are on the Tag Team this morning, all. It's 23 minutes to 7. You're with Harry, Hunter, to Chris, and the world is going to hell in a handbasket. Good morning.
Hooray! We had every warning, every sign, and yet here we are.
Guys, I can't wait to unpack this, but Hunter will know this. I've had a funny feeling in my tummy for weeks.
Have you?
Yeah.
Right.
And I keep texting Hunter at random hours, being like, do you think it's going to happen?
She has been really worried, and I tried to calm her nerves, and in hindsight, that was a huge mistake.
It was. I'm with you. I've got a funny feeling in my stomach, but that is the whole pizza I stress ate last night because I was depressed.
Oh, God. Well, guys, we're here to lift your spirits.
We've got a good morning coming up, because when the world's geopolitical structure falls into a crisis, you know where to turn? It's to the tag team.
Yeah.
We're going to let you vent, okay? We're going to find out what you really think of Trump. Harry, what do you think? Be nice. Remember, he is the president.
I'm going to reserve my comments.
Oh. Chris?
I think he's the Boulder from Indiana Jones of ignorance.
Yeah. So.
Oh, that's a good one. Zing! He wants to wash that into the tap for 20 minutes because that's a burn.
Chris has had a terrible wardrobe malfunction, which we'll find out about soon. We're going to have Karen from Finance.
Oh, my God.
On the show. Everybody loves Karen. And much more election decompressing. You are on the tag team. It's 22 minutes to 7. Good morning.
Missed your favourite show? Head to the new Joy website and click on podcasts to catch up with the best Joy has to offer. joy.org.au.
You are back in the tag team there. That was Brandy. And Harry has just broken the radio desk.
That was a severe button press. You really flipped that thing.
Guys.
The world's falling apart, Harry, and you're just one small part of it.
Yeah, I've never felt such a physical reaction to politics and bad news. I thought Brexit was bad.
Yeah.
I thought that was my low point in politics. But this tipped me over the edge.
British people have been a little too happy to say, oh, we're not the stupidest country in the world anymore, are they?
But how we forget that we definitely were. and what, for a good 6 months there,
yeah.
We definitely were.
Yeah, you definitely were. But that's over now, so you can rejoice, as can your countrymen. We are talking about Trump, of course. If you want to share with us your Trump feelings... There we go.
Yeah. That's got a...
Feel the tingles.
It's got a sour tinge to it this morning, hasn't it?
I can feel the tingles. I can. If you want to share with us your Trump feelings, you can email us onair@joy.org.au or you can text us on 1300-JOY-949.
That's 0427-569-949.
That was the wrong number I gave. Sorry, I'm all Trump.
You're all at sixes and sevens
I'm
because
all at
of this.
Sixes and sevens. That's right.
News.
Yeah, but let us know. You know, have a vent. Try and keep it radio friendly or not. We'll censor it for you.
Or we'll blank it out for every swear word. We'll put
say
a Trump.
Beep.
We'll put a Trump.
That's a great idea.
Oh, nice.
That's a great idea, Harry.
Sometimes that happens. See how surprised the tones were that Harry had a great idea. It was amazing.
Well, not a minute ago you were breaking the desk in a literal sense.
The desk is fine, everybody at Joy. There's no... Don't worry, the boys are just amping it out. It's fine.
Yeah, she's pulled out a chewing gum, stuck the button back
down.
Now, unfortunately, guys, although Trump has been elected, the rest of the world has continued turning. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you about a hideous reveal. Someone has revealed something hideous to my beautiful Auntie Rhonda. Stay tuned.
Wild things now, you're on Joy.
Connecting, representing, celebrating. Joy 94.9.
You're back on the tag team there. That was Alessia Carla with Wild Things. Now, guys, we have been talking about the world going to hell in a handbasket off the back of Trump, but the world has continued to spin.
Yep.
The sun has come up this morning. And for one woman, that's a great relief. I'm talking, of course, about my dear Auntie Rhonda.
Oh, Auntie Rhonda.
Yeah, clap her in.
All right.
Auntie Rhonda, how can I describe her? She has a huge heart. She loves her dog. And she used to be a really, like, she used to be my hard auntie.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, she was, like, very strict and real country. And I found that quite confronting with my sort of soft tendencies as a child.
So she didn't come to your dance recitals, is that what
you're saying? Oh, she didn't. And for instance, once they drove down from Echuca to our house for Christmas, and their dog had puppies, because, of course, they hadn't had her spayed. And they were like, oh, we're bringing down eight puppies. We're bringing down eight puppies. And they got there, and they're like, oh, we brought eight puppies. They're in the ute. And they pulled off the cover of the ute, and they got out the puppies one by one, and there was only seven. And they were like, oh, it's only seven. Oh, well, moving on. And I was like, what?
What?
It's like, you lost a puppy on the way. And they're like, oh, yeah, must have lost it on the way. Anyway, that's Auntie
Rhonda. Hard Auntie Rhonda, all right.
So there she is this week. Sitting,
holy Trump.
Sitting down, watching, I assume, maybe The Block or something. It's warm, so she's got the air conditioner on. And the air conditioner's not functioning properly. So she's like pressing the button, having a go, having a tap. Sits down on the couch, hitting it with the remote. And then, what the bloody hell do you think emerged out of the air conditioner? In the lounge room.
Oh, spider. 100%.
A huge brown snake.
Was it chasing a baby iguana?
Oh, my God.
So there she is. This huge snake comes out. So hovering out, licking the air. So she has to go outside. She's on her own. So she has to go outside and gets a shovel, comes down and swinging it until she connects with the snake and it falls to the ground. And then she's popped a photo on Facebook. I'll hit it on the Twitter. She chopped it into maybe seven or eight pieces.
That's the thing. Yeah, this is the...
And I know this has happened to you, Chris.
Yeah, why does... how did a shovel become the weapon of choice for a snake in your home? Because that happened. Yes, it happened to me when I was a kid.
I suppose that's all that a normal person has to kill a snake, right?
No, see, you're wrong. You're wrong. Do you know what the best way to kill a snake is?
What?
Kindness.
Go on, Harry.
Little top note. Wire caught hanger.
You hang it up in the cupboard?
No, wire caught hanger. You straighten it out.
Yeah.
Whack it once, goes straight through like cheese wire.
That's brutal. Go straight through like cheese wire. What did you use?
We had a snake in our house once. I was 14.
It was a big one, though.
It was a big one.
What was it?
It was a brown snake.
Oh.
Like an eastern brown snake. It's up in Queensland. And the only thing I could find, because my mum was like, get me something to hit it with. All I could find was a curtain rod. And so we whipped it to death with a rubbery, wobbly curtain rod.
Oh. And you were watching television when that happened too, weren't you?
Yes.
Well, there's a lesson that happened to both you and Auntie Rhonda.
Don't watch television.
That's the great lesson here.
Jeez. But good on Auntie Rhonda. So Rhonda left the room to go get a shovel and come back in.
I know now she's keeping the shovel indoors.
Damn straight.
But there's been a lot of floods up there at the moment, so she thinks the water's brought it inland.
Oh. You know?
But yeah, it's a brutal place, Echuca. I mean, it looks beautiful. You've got your paddle steamers, you've got the river.
Echuca,
yeah. Mm. It's on the border. Echuca, Moama.
That's where my parents went for a little vacay.
Echuca?
Last weekend.
Oh, did they like it? You should have let me know. They could have dropped into Auntie Rhonda's. Mm. Auntie Rhonda will have anybody. She's generous to a fault, but like inappropriately generous. You know?
Not to snakes.
So, like when I used to be a lawyer and I'd like finished being qualified, I was trying to find a job and I was a bit depressed because I hadn't found a job. She would just constantly remind me, just come up here. You can move into the spare room. I'll get you a job at the dish pig down at the club.
Oh,
and
Rhonda.
And we've even got a paddock. She said, we've even got a paddock bomb you can have. You can drive in out. Like she would just give you the world.
Oh,
you don't
bless.
You don't want the world? But she'll give it
to you. What's a paddock bomb?
Like
a car.
A car that lives in the paddock that you just drive around.
The one that's full of spiders? No, thank you, Rhonda.
So hot tip, if you're ever in Echuca, go visit Auntie Rhonda. Just go in through the front door and not through the air conditioner vent.
That's right.
You are not welcome that way.
That's right. We are in the tag team. It's 7:08. Good morning.
Let's get ready to rumble!
You are on the tag team this morning with Harry, Hunter and Chris.
It's a new world, guys. It's a new Trump world. We are going to be talking about it throughout the morning. So if you have any feelings you want to share, if you want to vent on Trump's presidency, you can email us on air at joy.org.au or you can SMS us on 0427JOY949.
Don't censor yourself. We'll do that for you. If there's any swears in there, we'll just trump it out.
Yep. We'll trump it out. Every time there's a censored word, we'll use the word Trump. Now, Harry, you got a little emotional during the news there. What were you reading?
So emotional. Just a quote from Hillary's speech that she made.
The concession speech she made. Well, most people were asleep here.
Yeah. Oh, God, I might get a bit emotional.
That's all right. Give it to us.
All right. She said, and to all the little girls out there watching this, never doubt that you are valuable and powerful and deserving of every chance and opportunity in the world to pursue and achieve your dreams.
Oh, that's a good
quote.
Sweet.
That was very good.
It's really sad. It's actually genuinely really sad because I was saying last night that because Trump had been so revolting throughout the campaign, that really stole, for me anyway, that really stole the focus of it.
Yep.
So I don't know how to articulate this very well, but I feel that he was so revolting that I spent all my time focusing on the fear of him winning, and I didn't really give enough credit to the fact that she was about to, I thought, become the first yep. female president. Mm. And it wasn't, as soon as it started to go south yesterday, I started to think, oh my God, like this is not great. If we lose it now, when we were just, if she was about to close the deal, it, you know, who knows how long it's going to be until there's another chance.
It's for a woman to go into the White House. Absolutely. It's something actually Samantha Bee said, talking about this race. It's like, there's been no chance, because of how vile Donald Trump is, there's been no chance to just sit back and reflect that a woman was so close to becoming president. She said no one had a chance to enjoy it. She equated it with, she said, it's like completing a marathon, but because you were being chased by a bear.
That's exactly how I felt yesterday. Yeah, really well put.
Yes, good work, Samantha Bee.
I should go to all Samantha Bee for all my emotional content.
100%.
Did you see that video of her cutting all of how she describes
all
Trump
the
again?
Words she's used for? Oh my really God, funny. Zamboni of hatred was my favorite. I think
Zamboni of hatred. Guys, I am shook.
You are shook. And as I said, we are talking about it. So if you have feelings, get in touch, let us know. But we're not going to focus on it all morning because we've got some more important things to discuss.
And very important.
And when we come back, we're going to talk about Chris's wardrobe malfunction. So get ready to turn that frown upside down. We're back on the tag team. That was Justin Bieber there, who is Canadian. So we don't need to stress too much about him. He will be fine.
Great. That was my biggest concern.
He will be fine. Now, Chris.
Yeah.
Got to talk about some men.
Yeah.
Very important issue.
Very important.
How is the show going?
It's going very well. So City of Angels opened on Friday night. And they look, out of three shows so far, there's only been two disasters. So that's been great.
Excellent. How's Meg Ryan going?
Has she got any emails yet?
She's got mail.
She's been faking her orgasms all over the place.
That's when Harry met Sally. And
is she
that's literally the
strolling
she wants
next
later.
To the car?
What?
Oh, I think it turned on Hooch. I've gone too far.
That's Tom
I was
Hanks.
I was just thinking Tom Hanks movies. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
You've got now so many degrees
you're
away
you're
from
confused her
Angels.
With the dog?
No.
That is not polite.
No.
This is Trump's America.
Hey.
This is Trump's America.
Hey.
This is
stop.
All women. All women can be described like that. Okay? You think that's okay now, don't you? You think that's okay?
Well, I've just got a text from my stepmom saying that my brother thinks that Donald Trump is shattering glass ceilings because he's the first orange man to be prime minister, to be premier. President.
To be president, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
Back to City of Angels. Nothing to do with Meg Ryan or Nicolas Cage. So opening night, my mic cut out. Just right before a really important song.
Yeah.
Big thank you to the audio man if you're listening.
Yeah, it was the one part of the show that was okay. Saturday night show had a major wardrobe malfunction.
Yes!
Yeah, so it's about 15 minutes before the end of Act 1, a time I spend exclusively on stage. I cannot leave for any moment of time.
Mm.
My pants tear all the way open like a cheap tea bag from right up in my fork.
Yeah.
Right up from your cheap tea bag.
Right up from my cheap tea bag all the way down to my knee.
Oh, no.
Right along the scene, the whole pants just went...
And are you standing or sitting?
Well, I was sitting when it first happened. It was during a musical number in which I don't sing, but I'm in handcuffs and I keep getting dragged around the stage. And I kept thinking, it's drafty.
It's drafty.
It's so drafty.
Like, theatres can be drafty, though.
And I'm like, I feel more air than I should do. Oh, my God, my fly's down. How embarrassing, my fly's down. Oh, my God, I'm going to have to find a way to fix my fly. I'm going to pull my fly up. How am I going to do this? And at one point, I had my back to the audience and I cheated a sneaky look down. Nah, I saw my own thigh. My whole thigh. Just flapping in the breeze.
Was there any feedback from the audience? Could you hear a lot of, I can see his thigh?
No. And here's the thing. So I pushed through that number, the next, again, very dramatic scene, and then the entire Act 1 finale musical number, which is a big duet that I do with someone else where we're angry and singing at each other, left the stage, verge of tears. Not a single person noticed.
Oh, what?
Classic Chris.
No one in the audience, no one on stage with me, no one in the band. The costume.
No one noticed.
No, the costume.
Well, it sounds like you're overstating the wardrobe malfunction then.
Yeah, no. I don't think it was as bad as he's making it.
It was very... It was.
And from Instagram, we know you have great legs.
Well, this is
oh,
the thing, right?
Oh, yeah. So is it a coincidence?
Oh,
my leg. Oh, my pants have come off again.
Look at my thighs.
Okay. Here's the conclusion I've drawn, though, right?
All
because,
right.
Yeah, my legs are pretty good. I'm happy to admit that.
Is this what's between them? It's not great.
Correct. But no one noticed that my pants are torn open, which means my acting is even better than my legs.
They're all focused on your face.
They focus
on your beautiful
well
acting.
Well done. That is a true professional. Can I just say that is a true professional?
It is a true professional.
To go all the way and cry off stage.
Off stage. Yeah. And now my pants have been fully taken apart and re-sewn back together with reinforced stitching.
Oh, they've added a panel. She added a panel.
How did you... Are you dropping? Are you doing like... Is Christina Aguilera's Dirty playing or something? Like, how did it...
I do get beaten up twice and thrown to the ground.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And then at the time it tore, I think I was being physically lifted and dropped into a chair.
You get beaten up twice.
Yeah, and
maybe we should go, Harry.
And I get shot, and I got thrown onto a bed, and I get seduced by multiple ladies.
Oh,
so.
No, I'm out.
No,
again.
I'm out.
I once performed in an amateur theatre production of the movie musical Footloose.
Hello,
where I played
John Lithgow,
some young woman's dad. I don't remember the plot. And I had my fly very open,
yep.
And I was standing very close to the audience, and my line had to be yelling angrily at my wife. I had to say, "We're losing her," about our daughter. And when I said, "We're losing her," someone in the front row said, "You're losing your dignity."
Oh,
mortifying.
And they weren't wrong. You are back on the tag team. That is my new favourite song there. That's the Veronica's with On Your Side. It's about... it's actually about being friends with your ex, shouting out to your ex.
Oh, really?
Oh. Yeah. How do we go with that?
No.
No?
Look.
Sorry, you're being funny because we have Friends with Your Ex slated for a discussion later in the show, but little did I know that song was going to be so related.
I didn't realise that. Look, I've had friendships with all my exes. All failed.
All failed?
All failed.
Because you just can't maintain, it's not really being friends.
Yeah. Correct.
You can't be friends once you've loved.
Yeah.
Is that your theory?
That's my theory.
Loved and lost.
Harry, you've taken a different approach.
Yeah, I have. I am... Woo! Ex-friendship. Yes.
Just I can see.
Wholeheartedly in it. Just doing it. Never been friends with an ex before, but I thought I'd give it a go.
Yeah?
And it's... Yeah. Yeah.
It's going well.
Yeah.
Well, Hunter?
After that very believable story, move on to me.
No, do you know what? Do you know what it is? It's just because I haven't been friends with an ex before. And I suppose when you're hosting a dinner party for your ex and their new partner.
Which you may have done recently.
May have done recently. And your partner. And you just have one mutual friend to break the ice, I think.
Oh.
But do you know what? I think I was making it more weird than it was. And we had a bloody lovely night.
You did have a bloody lovely night.
And from last year to where I am today, I never thought that would have happened. So
there's hope for everybody.
There's hope for everyone.
Hope for everybody. For we were talking wardrobe malfunctions before the song, and it reminded me of a story. I don't know if it's a... Is it wardrobe if it's just general day-to-day clothing?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be
a
costume.
No.
Because my sister, and I might have told you this before, she used to run like a before-school care program that involved getting up at 4:30 in the morning. And so she used to get up and like drag some clothes on and go to work looking like a Yeti woman. And one day she didn't have any clothes, so she went into my mum's bedroom and took my mum's tracksuit pants.
Yeah.
And then she was at like 3 hours later at 7 o'clock in the morning, she's like playing sport outside with all the little children. And as she's running around the cones, something falls out the bottom of her pants and it's my mum's dirty underwear.
No, the dreaded...
All the kids are like, "Miss Smith, Miss Smith, yeah, your jocks are falling out." And then she was all embarrassed. So she was like, "Oh, it's not mine. It's mum's.
It's my mum's."
That's even more confusing. It's not weird, it's mum's. Yeah, do you know what? I do that a surprising amount of time. Like, I'll put on my jeans and then I'll be sitting in work being like, "What is that in my leg?" And it's Mondays.
It's your jocks.
Yeah.
This never happened to me.
Really?
It did happen to a girl at primary school called Alexandra Backsheave. Big hello if you're listening. But that was in the 90s, so she's probably moved on emotionally.
And this proves that the mortifying things that happen to you when you're in school stay with you forever. Because name someone else in your class from that year that you can name first and last name.
Oh, I could do a few.
Oh, really?
Mainly because I did embarrassing things.
Exactly. Yeah.
Do you ever... sometimes I remember something really shameful I did when I was like 9 or 8, and I can still feel the shame, and I can dedicate a good 5 minutes to just thinking about how embarrassing. I can't believe you said that.
Or I say it audibly. Like, I'll think of something I did and be like, oh.
I
just audibly out there, or like I'll say what I said out loud again.
No, don't relive the pain.
In grade two, I
you'd be mad. You would be mad for doing this, Chris. This would be all. This is really your brand.
Absolutely. Yeah. Old mate, teacher's pet in grade two very confidently used the same like cutesy kidsy rhyme to describe letters of the alphabet that you used in grade one when I was asked just a simple question about the letter S.
Hang on, do us a role play. We don't get it.
Chris, what do you know about the letter S?
S is a scissor like a snake.
How old were you?
Seven.
Teen.
That seems fine.
No, but I was shamed by her and the rest of the class for using such a childish rhyme because I was simply asked about the letter S.
Right.
This was in 1987, and in 2016, if I think about it, I start to get a bit flushed and embarrassed.
Do you want to hear mine?
Yeah, do it.
Okay, so we were in grade two.
Right.
So maybe 1994, I'm guessing, maybe around 1994.
All right, you baby.
And it was our first ever Indonesian class. And I was like, all right, I've got this. I know about Asia. So I go in there and we had to go around the room and say our names. And when I was a little boy, I went by Ricky. That was my name. And when she asked my name, I pronounced it in an Asian accent.
No!
To sort of show how ready I was to learn. So she was like, what's your name? And I was like, oh God, I'm actually blushing. She was like, what's your name? And I was like, Ricky.
Oh.
She was like, what? And I did it again. What? What's your name? Sorry. And then someone next to me goes, he's trying to do it in an accent. It's Ricky. And I'm the same. I can dedicate shame to that.
Good.
I could spend half a day thinking about it.
For that, you probably should.
Yeah.
No lie.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for your support.
Let's get ready to.
Hey! I can't do Hunter's Woo, so I have to do my own guttural. That's not even a hey, it's just the letter E.
That's right, it's more appropriate for a day like today, I think. So I brought you in for guttural Thursday.
Yes!
You're on the tag team this morning. We are commiserating with one another on the Trump result overnight. And no offence if you're bang up for Trump. In fact, if you are bang up for Trump, you can get in touch with us too. We're taking all your comments on the email onair@joy.org.au, or you can SMS us 0427JOY949.
Give Jeff the Barrowgirl a call as well, 1300JOY949. He loves a chat.
Yeah, he loves a chat.
He loves a chat.
He'd love nothing more to listen to all your feelings about Trump.
Yep, he's giving us the thumbs up.
So. Coming up next, guys, we're going to talk about older people on social media.
Missed your favourite show? Head to the new Joy website and click on podcast to catch up with the best Joy has to offer. Joy.org.au.
Hey, there's my girl. She's back in action. That was Coldplay there. Sorry,
you referring to Harry or Chris Martin?
That's my girl. My girl,
hey,
Chris.
You keep going. You got a consciously uncoupled today.
No, she said she was back, and she wasn't lying. Harry's been taking the Trump news quite hard this morning.
Yes,
as we all have, except for me, obviously, because my candidate got up.
Ew!
Imagine if I outed myself as a Trump supporter.
That would be ridiculous. Awful. Your mic would never be on.
No, that's right. Oh, my God. Imagine if I turned this into... If I just tried to turn...
See, that's what it would be like. Chris.
Actually, this is blissful.
I know. How nice is that?
Hey, tag team with Harry and Chris. This is lovely.
No, we can't have that.
He's very angry. Look at his eyes. They're all squinty.
Which if I tried to turn one third of the tag team into a hard right-wing talkback channel?
That would be brilliant.
Oh, that's funny. Now, I know, guys, I usually reserve any chat about Nan for our sacred segment, Nan Talk.
My hope.
But I did have a special mention for her this week because I got a text message from Drew during the week who said, I think you better check out Facebook. And I go to Facebook and I've got a notification and it's on a photo of Drew and I in shorty robes and like shorty little dressing gowns that we were wearing at a hotel. Just a little photo shoot we did. Just
I remember that photo,
quite sassy, you know, with the champagne and our shorty robes and our beautiful legs out. And who's going to tag herself in the photo? Nana.
Your Nana?
Yeah.
What, has tagged herself in it?
Tagged herself and one of my cousins called Glenn.
In a not fully sexy, but not sexy hotel room champagne shorty robe photo.
That's right. It's fair to say it's definitely not a sexy photo.
So why?
I don't know. I don't think she did it on purpose at all. Like, Drew was like, do you think she was trying to tag your cousin so he would see the photo? I was like, no, I think that's overestimating. I think she was just clicking wildly.
I tell you what, sometimes while trying to tag photos, I have also, like, you try to tag, like, click somewhere else in the photo and it opens up a new box. And if you're not paying attention, you can just tag any old rando.
I think that's fair. I think I've done that too.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm friendly with my cousin, but I don't see him very often. He's a bricklayer, and like, just imagine what he thinks in the morning. Where he's like, "Oh, I've been tagged in a photo, and it's me and sexy Drew in a sassy gown, huh?"
This is Nan.
It says Nan. Yeah, all four of us in the bed.
Now, where on the photo was your cousin tagged? It wasn't like in anyone's crotchal region, was it?
I'll double check for you, but I'm pretty sure Nana tagged herself on Drew's head.
Great.
She really wanted to make it clear, you know.
This is the thing, right, with older people and social media, right? Mm-hmm. Because my mum isn't by no means like, you know, old, but she still doesn't understand Facebook in the slightest. Just doesn't get it. I'm so glad she's not across Insta. But she will share her own posts.
Oh. Yeah.
Amazing. Share her own posts. For no reason. Or she'll share, like, one of her good friend's posts about someone that, like, no one knows.
That's okay, though, isn't it?
Not really, because I think she just means to like them.
But right. She's sharing them instead.
So excited.
If you have a parent on social media, or a grandparent, obviously, let us know. 1-300-JOY-949 or email us on air at joy.org.au.
I harass my dad for ages to get on Facebook, just because he lives in Queensland and is so far away. It's an easy way to keep track. So I like having both my parents on Facebook. But for ages, my dad's partner friend would like things and comment things, which is great. But occasionally, she'd always have a typo and there'd just be like this random S at the end of her comments. Mm. 6 months this went on until I realised, she finally told me that that's not a typo. That means my auntie Sharon, my dad's sister, who doesn't have her own Facebook but wants to see what I'm doing, is logging into Fran's account and using Fran's account to look at my stuff and then liking stuff and commenting, "Oh, that's very nice, S." The S was for Sharon. They've been talking to me in code on Facebook for all this time and never told me what the code was.
Like a comedy duo sharing Facebook.
Yeah, Sharon and Fran on Facebook. Oh, yeah.
God. This just in, I've got the photo here. Nana's tagged herself on Drew's head, tagged my cousin Glenn on my head, and then somehow moved my tag down to be Drew's left foot. It's a great foot. I mean, I've looked worse.
You have looked worse. That is true. Yeah.
Let us know if you've had some altercations with an older person on social media.
You're on the tag team this morning.
You did love it, Matt. You were
bopping.
Breaking it. Bop. It's the perfect word, Chris.
You were bopping along, and then you gave it a little bit of a Wendy Williams hands when you said it wasn't. You loved it.
Wendy Williams hands.
Who's Wendy Williams?
Oh, she's an American talk show host.
She sounds a bit like Pam Lai.
I love Pam Lai so much.
You think she's
your
like
Nan's neighbour?
Wendy Williams is kind of awful, but hilariously awful. She's like a really, really, really low-rent Oprah.
Correct. That's the best description for her.
She has a chat show in America.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so like a Gail.
I've never seen the show. Like a Gail. Exactly, like a Gail.
Remember when she had
it's actually just Gail King.
Yeah. Remember when she had that wasn't great. That was not great.
Gail had a show?
Yeah.
We're getting off track.
Gail has a show. She's on like Good Morning America or something.
What?
Yeah. Anyway, we are totally getting off track. No, we're still talking about old people on social media.
We are.
Oh, sorry. Go on.
No, go on.
And I would say that my favourite thing that that my Nan does is when people like her statuses, so all you do is click like, she replies to that person, sends them a message on the comment, but they're never going to see it because they've just liked it. You know what I mean? So I liked one of her statuses the other day, and then I happened to see it again later on, and there was a message underneath, "Love you very much, grandson." I was like, what?
Also, not with your name, so you don't write.
Just writing back to my
writing
life.
Writing back, yeah.
Yeah, well... I mean, my Nan's not on social media, but she does love an emoji. My sister showed her where the emojis are. And now you can't move for an emoji. This morning, she texted me because I said to her, "Look, I'm on radio," because I usually ring her. I said, "I'm on radio, love you loads, whatever." She said, "I love you too, don't forget to ring me." 11 dog emojis.
11?
11 dog emojis.
Wow. Makes it very clear what she thinks of you, doesn't she? Were they female dogs, per chance?
Probably.
Yeah, I see. It's a new way of being sassy.
I don't understand what that means. Puppy love?
Well, she doesn't trust you to call her back because you spoke to Nan before the show today. Yeah. We all spoke to Nan, actually.
We did.
We had her on Skype. And you said, "All right, Nan, I got to go to the radio, but I'll call you back in the morning." And then she said, "Oh, you say that, but you never do."
That's true. Yeah, you got fully guilted by your Nan this morning.
So maybe that's what she means.
But full disclosure, I spoke to her on Tuesday.
Okay.
What's it today? Thursday.
Yeah.
You normally speak every day, don't you? Yeah.
It was fascinating watching you Skype with your Nan, because I was just witnessing what a nice Nan is like. It was new and surprising.
Anyway, that's enough Nan talk, pre-Nan talk.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, but the other thing that I wanted to talk this morning is accidental thieves.
Accidental thieves.
Because Hunter, you've had a cracker of a day.
All right, I went away for the weekend last weekend to Portsea.
Oh.
Very ritzy.
Oh, excuse me.
Old Mate Molsey's from?
No, that's Portland.
Oh, okay.
A whole world away, mate. A whole world away. Portsea is like the we had a Hamptons-themed weekend. It's the Hamptons of Melbourne, I suppose. It's where your Real Housewives like to stay.
Oh, I suddenly feel so underdressed in your company, Hunter. I had no idea.
Yeah, we had a tennis court. We spent the whole weekend saying, "Do you even own a $40,000 tennis court?" Quoting the beautiful Andrea Moss from season one of Real Housewives of Melbourne.
Oh, my monocle nearly fell out with the shock of this.
Anyway, on the way down, the drive was so far I had to get petrol. Right? And yeah. I filled up for petrol, and then I need to go to the Toot. So I moved the car as a courtesy, moved the car, parked somewhere else, went into the Toot, picked up some snakes for the road, came back out, got in the car. Half an hour later, I've been fanging down the freeway for half an hour. I realised I didn't buy the petrol. I thieved the petrol.
What?
I thieved it.
You stole.
Oh, gave me a rush.
And you went in and bought snakes and everything.
I went in. And she said to my friend, "Any fuel?" My friend said, "Nope, just the snakes."
Oh,
it's not even sharing the costs.
So I thought,
well done, Megan.
It wasn't Megan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Megan would. You know, Megan's very good for paying half the fuel, actually.
Is she?
Yeah, it was Karina and Gary.
Karina and Gary.
The
Gary.
Worst two friends when it comes to fuel payment, actually.
Gary.
Anyway, enough personal vindictiveness from me. So half an hour later, we realised we hadn't paid for the petrol, and Karina had to ring up and pay by phone. But for that half an hour, I felt like a real renegade man.
Because you're driving down, right, and then you realise.
So I gasp like this, and then everyone goes, what? And then for a moment I thought, maybe I won't tell them. So I was like, nothing. But then I couldn't stand the guilt. I was like, I stole the fuel.
Wow, you would do very poorly in an interrogation situation.
Do you think that's hanging out with us? Because we're both honest Susies.
Very honest.
Very goody two-shoes.
Yeah. No. Because you guys would never got away. You would have just paid straight away.
But do you think we've had an influence on you?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if I can make that any clearer. The answer's no.
When I used to manage supermarkets in the UK, and I used to do the petrol stations as well. I managed them for a while. And
stop bragging.
So, yeah.
Wow. Management material.
One of the youngest managers in anyway. And so
the only woman to manage the only woman in Swansea to manage the service station twice.
And I got a call one night that one of the women, Loretta, had gone rogue. And she was behind the counter, and a guy had come in. She immediately thought he was shifty. Immediately thought something
she
wasn't
knew.
Right. He puts petrol in, goes to walk towards her, but then jumps in his car. She is outside in a second, on the bonnet. Dived on the bonnet, and he starts to drive off. She's being dragged along.
Loretta.
She won't get off the bonnet.
That's a good company woman. That is a great company.
Yeah.
Eventually he stops and goes, "Okay, sorry. She gets off the bonnet, he drives away, he drives over her foot. So not only did she get a bravery award, but she also got a final warning.
From work?
We have to give her a final warning, because that is not company policy to jump on a bonnet.
Please do not jump on the cars of our...
So these are flowers and a certificate to say well done, thanks for your bravery. Yeah,
and
also,
inside the envelope.
But also in the envelope. Take it home, read it, let me know if you've got any questions, but that's your final warning.
We want to know what you've accidentally stolen. If you've thieved something by accident, or if you claim it's by accident, let us know. 0427JOY949, or you can email onair@joy.org.au. You are on the tag team. It's 7 minutes to eight.
Let's get ready to rumble!
You're on the tag team.
Hey. I was doing the woo.
Oh, the woo. Oh, I thought you were just catcalling me for a second then.
No.
You were doing it.
Catcalling? Tickets?
Yeah. You're on the tag team this morning with Harry, Hunter and Chris.
In this post-election world, guys, it's all happened. It's all happened. But right now, we're going to give...
this is so exciting. I'm so excited. Go on, do it. I've built it up now. We're giving Chris tips on how to get the D.
So, Chris,
you describe it so elegantly.
Chris, you've got your eye on someone. Give us the goss. What's going on?
Okay, so there's someone I've decided that I would like to punch in the mouth softly with my mouth. And so
you like them or you hate them?
I like them.
Okay, sure.
I was just being fancy way of saying I want to make out with them.
Sure.
So I want to make out with this person.
Is he gay?
Yes.
Great. Tick.
I So I've made it quite clear, not to him directly, obviously, because that would be far too forward.
To everybody else?
To everybody else.
And on the radio.
And now on the radio. But I'm pretty sure he's been alerted to this and has not yet fled from my presence.
Great.
So I feel like I'm 70% of the way there, and I'm very excited. The problem I have is I have zero idea how to do that last 30%. I do not know how to close a deal. So what is happening?
Oh, we're getting a little sensual. That's what's happening, Chris.
Sorry, I'm going to drop a voice.
Don't overthink about it. Yeah. Don't overthink
it. Just keep going, keep going.
Undo your top button.
Relax into it. Just relax into it.
So what is happening now is, I think I've got like a passive... The sax is too much.
Sax is back, guys.
I've got a passive green light, but I still don't know what to do from here.
Okay, so the first rule of consent is there's no such thing as a passive green light.
True. No, thank you. Yes, great.
Do you have his phone number?
No.
Can we call him?
We can get
him. No!
What's his Twitter handle?
No!
You could get his phone number very easily, though, I assume. So I think you just need to get his phone number and text him.
We'll get Jeff onto it.
Yeah, we'll get Jeff the Barrel to text him.
Do you want me to try and close this deal on air?
Yeah.
No!
Jeff says yes.
All you need to do is get
Jeff
his phone number.
I did definitely not say anything like that.
All you need to do is get his phone number, which is very easy, and then shoot him a casual text and say, hey, maybe after the show on Thursday or whatever day, we could head out for a drink.
Maybe we can come and we'll spot you. So any time that we overhear you saying something that might ruin it, we'll give
throw
it
something at you.
Yeah, we'll give it a, like, you know, who wants to be a millionaire cop.
Throw a pint of beer at you.
If you were to throw stuff at me every time I said something silly, I'd be covered in detritus by 20 minutes in.
Well, that might do it for him, though.
Oh.
What's your plan?
Oh, no plan.
No plan.
No. What my plan is to continue like pining from afar, and then like in 3 months' time, going, "Oh, I wish I'd done something." That's
all right.
The people that you've spoken to that know him as well,
yeah.
What do they think?
They keep encouraging me to do the similar thing. Like, just have you messaged?
Just
you
do anything.
Him? Just do anything. Just
okay.
Do for love of God, Christopher, do something. But like, even if asking,
if you think you're the lucky man, if you're listening and you think you're the lucky man,
yes,
feel free.
Yes,
feel free to go on the front foot and text us 0427 joy 949. That's 0427 joy 949.
Can you do it in a sax appropriate voice?
Yeah, and just remember, listeners, that we don't know this guy's number. So if you would love to prank Chris, feel free to text in too.
Wow,
my dream is that we get a myriad of text messages and we can't decipher the real one from the fake one.
But the reality is, we'll get zero. So just like my entire dating history so far. Oh, this is exciting.
Prove him wrong.
Listeners out there, if you'd like to go on a sensual date with the very eligible Chris, he's only here until January. Get in now.
Yeah.
Let us know.
That's amidst all the fun, no strings.
Do you know what
that really does.
Do you know what my biggest regret is? Telling either of you this this dilemma I was having.
No, you've come to the right place. You come to the love doctors, and I'm sure we're right here right through to 9 o'clock. And by the time you go, we would have sorted this out, I reckon.
We've just had a message in, and it says, "Hey, Katie, it's
thanks,
Andy.
But no thanks.
I'm sorry that I didn't call you this morning. I just wanted you to know that I still love you, and hopefully, make it back up one day.
Thanks very much, Harry.
It is 10 minutes past 8.
You are
on the tag
music.
Team. You're back on the tag team. It's One Republic there, which comes to a sudden end. we're talking about Chris's love life. So for those who are just tuning in, Chris is in a musical and he has got... Well, he's deeply, deeply in love with one of his co-stars and he's finding out a way to get in contact with him. But, Chris, he may or may not have got in contact with you.
God. I regret everything about this.
Hunter, do it in the voice. Do it in the voice.
Okay, I'm just moving over here. I'm opening up Hunter's love cave. Get ready to slip into it, Chris, because there's a little message here.
All right, go on.
It came through at 8:13 a.m.
Yep.
It's from an anonymous person.
Yep.
It says, "Hey, Chris, I know you've had a secret crush on me." Big hint, was talking about it on the radio, I suppose.
Yeah.
"But I have to say that one fleeting moment was nothing more than me being friendly, and I don't think my boyfriend would appreciate you trying to call me.
Uh-oh.
I'm sure you'll find that special person sometime. P.S. Loving the show today." Brackets. No, Chris, not you personally, just the show in general. Close brackets.
Okay, that is clearly fake.
So that's it. Kill the romantic music. It's all over.
No, that's clearly fake.
Love is dead.
I have not had a fleeting moment with anybody in quite some time.
I didn't think it meant like a sexy moment. I thought it meant maybe just eyes meeting across the theatre. You know, a little sexual tension during sits probe. A little personal probe during sits probe.
All right, this is over. That's it. I'm bringing my emigration forward.
You're going to flee the country?
I'm leaving today.
Okay, well, great, because America, they're in a real... They really
need you.
Yeah, they want you. That's what they...
Yeah, it's...
You could go over there and save them.
It can only get better.
Yeah, that's true. It could really only get better.
Really, literally.
Oh, well, I'm sorry we weren't more of a help there.
No, that's fine. It's all I expected.
Sorry, if a text comes through during the week, I'll let you know.
Thanks.
You?
Thanks.
Yeah. Connecting, representing, celebrating. Joy 94.9.
Chris, breaking news.
What?
I just realised I missed a text message.
What?
It says, listen, I'm not the guy, but I wouldn't mind being the guy.
Aww.
Hey!
Check the number. I think it's my mum. It's being nice.
That is so nice.
Thanks,
Mum.
Quite creepy, Mum, to be honest.
Did your mum used to send you Valentine's cards and your grandparents?
Nope.
Your grandparents as well?
Yeah. I'm just asking for a friend.
My mum would laugh at me for not getting any, but she wouldn't send them to me herself.
I've never had one, full stop.
Yeah.
You've never had a Valentine's card?
Not like an anonymous one. I suppose I've had one from a boyfriend, maybe? Even though I can't remember.
You're on Joy 94.9 with Harry, Hunter and Chris. We are the tag team this morning.
It's just gone 8:30, and coming up next, we have a very, very special guest, guys. It's Karen from Finance.
Oh, yeah.
Just in time. We kind of get her in studio because she's, you know, at the office, ready to go. For another big day of, you know...
Financing.
Paying in, paying out, invoices, that sort of thing. You are on the tag team. That was Dua Lipa there with Blow Your Mind. And joining us now, guys, is Australia's premier economic drag queen. It's Karen from Finance. Woo!
Good morning.
Good morning, Karen. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you doing?
Good. What's the vibe in the office this morning, re-Trump?
Oh, everyone that's celebrating is out in the courtyard with their cigarette. We are putting black post-it notes all over their desk as they smoke.
That's right, to identify the Trump supporters.
It's scary, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is scary. Now, you've got a big event coming up as part of Melbourne Music Week that might help us forget all about it. What have you got planned?
Yeah, of course. We are taking over the state library for a party. Can you believe it?
Nice!
God,
I can't actually believe it myself. I'm still a little bit shocked, but I couldn't be more excited. Yeah, we get to take over the state library for an entire night, for the first queer party in the library ever.
You're not going to burn any books or anything, are you?
What's that, sorry?
You're not going to burn any books. It's not going to be some sort of crazy...
I'm really planning not to.
Okay,
great. I am really excited to do like a little like catwalk runway down one of the reading room tables and try not to kick over those beautiful green lights.
Yes!
Nice!
I've got to say, Karen, I'm the son of a librarian, so the idea of getting loose in the state library, it does make me a little bit nervous. Are you going to have any special library-based rules in place?
Yeah, it's just that reading is going to be fundamental.
Yes! Of course! Yes. And lots of shushing.
Lots of unnecessary shushing on the dance floor. Yeah, it's going to be quite funny. I think everyone's going to go a little bit crazy.
And so is there a bar, first of all? And will it be manned by librarians?
Okay, you're right. I really hope they're in costume. But there's multiple bars, multiple stages, and like multiple DJ decks.
And was
inside
this,
and outside.
Was this your idea?
No, it wasn't my idea. It was actually from the brains of Kat Dopper, who runs Heaps Gay, and then, of course, James Wellesby, who is the brains behind the Yummy Cabaret.
It really does have all the best Melbourne nightlife names behind it, so I reckon it's going to be a ripper.
Yeah, it's really cool getting these big events together and being able to get all the artists together. It's so fun to be able to do something that's big enough that we can all... Yeah, be on the same lineup. It's crazy.
Excellent. And it is part of Melbourne Music Week. Where can people get tickets if they're interested?
They can, of course, get tickets online at melbourne.musicweek.com.au or, of course, the Heaps Gay, Heaps Yummy Facebook event is online all over the place, so you can catch that on Facebook as well.
You can't miss it, really. I've seen it all over the place. So, you really, if you want to get tickets,
crazy.
You're going to get tickets.
You're going to get tickets, that's exactly right. And you can purchase them at the box office in front of the State Library as well, I'm pretty sure.
Excellent. Well, jump on the Melbourne Music Festival website. And for more information on Karen, you can head to karenfromfinance.com. Thank you very much, Karen.
Thank you so much. Enjoy your summer of love.
Enjoy your
Thanks,
day.
Karen.
It is 20 minutes to 9. Bye. You're on the tag team. Good morning.
Connecting, representing, celebrating. Joy 94.9.
It's the tag team with Harry Hunter and Chris, and we are struggling to deal with the news from yesterday, the election in the US, and how that's all shaken out. Badly, in a word.
Badly.
That's how it's shaken out.
Yeah.
So what we need is a little bit of comfort, right?
Yes.
And where do we turn to when we need comfort?
Our televisions.
Televisions, that's right.
Not a human being, eh, Chris?
Not one within reach, thank you. Make my...
Wow, that even shocked me. It was so cool.
Wow.
I know, sorry.
Brr, Harry.
I know.
Even more reason to go to my one comfort film. Mine's not a TV show, mine's a film.
That's a film?
Every time I'm feeling sick or sad or in need of some kind of comfort, I watch the Foot Trot Flats movie.
The what?
The Foot Trot Flats movie.
Foot Rot Flats.
It's a just
say it all you like.
I'll just keep saying it over and over until you know what I'm talking about. It was a comic strip. It's a New Zealand comic strip. It was huge in Australia in the late 70s and the 80s, and then in 1987 it was turned into a feature film, an animated film.
Was Wurzel Gummidge?
No, but you know John Clarke, that Australian political comedian who works
yes.
with, right? Yeah, he was the voice of Wal Footrot in this.
So it's a kids' movie.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And do you have it on DVD or something?
I have it on DVD. It's an animated film. It's about a dog.
Foot Trot?
Who's called...
Aussie Flat.
No, Foot Trot Flats is the name of the farm.
Oh, okay.
Wal Foot Trot is the owner of the dog, and the dog is just called Dog.
Oh.
Well, there you go.
None of you, Harry? No? No one? Okay, fine.
No,
well, I'm watching it this weekend,
it.
And I'm going to feel a lot better about myself.
Really? Yeah. Watching a cartoon about a dog is going to make you feel better about the world ending.
Yes, it is.
Well,
do you know the song Slice of Heaven?
Simple Minds.
Do you know the 80s song
Slice of Heaven?
That one. Yeah. That's from Foot Trot Flats.
Is
That's
it?
From the movie, yeah.
Oh, there
the
you
whole
go.
Soundtrack is done by Dave Dobbert and the Herbs.
Dave Dobbert and the Herbs.
You're just saying noises.
You're just making noises. Come from a storybook time.
I know.
You've arrived here from a storybook to tell us about your life. Oh, Foot Trot Flats.
Back in the day,
Big
what was
Dingo and the
eggs.
Herbs.
Dave
when
Dobbin.
Pounded eggs were around and we had to queue in line for our rations.
All right. Why don't we just continue just spitting on my comfort film? Thank you.
It's mainly been her, though. She's
mainly
been,
Harry.
Yeah, you and her are going to fall out today. Yeah. Harry, what's your comfort?
I've got a couple, but top ones are The Office, The British Office.
Oh, yeah.
You watch that for comfort?
Yeah.
That's
now I'm
going to
spit
actually.
On yours.
It's a very uncomfortable film
to
watch.
I love it so much. Just on in the background.
Okay.
And I think it's like, you know that white noise of like the office noise of like stuff
the
and
printers,
the buzzing?
Yeah. Karen from Finance Noise.
Yeah. And then my other one is just the Harry Potter films. Just pop them on in the background.
Oh, yeah.
Or like a Lord of the Rings.
I don't really have one, to be honest.
Really?
No, I don't really have one.
But you listen to a lot of music, though. You always got music on.
Yeah, I do. Always listen to music. Yep, same couple of songs over and over. Yeah. What are you schmirking at?
I can't believe you don't have one. Can I suggest, like, just put on something. You saying The Office, Harry, has reminded me. I was thinking British stuff. What about The Vicar of Dibley? Just pop
now
that
you're
on. Because that you feel good watching that.
Oh, you're mad for a bit of Dawn French. Hey, we've got some support in for your foot rots here.
Yes.
I love Foot Rot Flats. Don't forget, Jess, I've got the books, the collected cartoons. Yes, I'm going to read them all. You're a genius from Sabine.
Thank you, Sabine, for being on site. And yes, let's get into some Foot Trot Flats this weekend.
Because I had sort of thought that he just flat out made it up. So.
Is there like a catchphrase like, oh, don't eat my biscuits, you dumb dog.
Oh, my foot's rotten.
Yeah. Oh, I can't get my foot in the welly.
In a word, no.
Oh.
What's his biggest tail?
The one at the back of his body, because he's a dog, I would say.
That's a very good one. But, like, his biggest adventure.
Well, he has many aliases he puts on when he's trying to, like, either quote-unquote solve crimes. He calls himself the Grey Ghost.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was it research for you, the role in your show?
No.
You're back on the tag team. That was Samantha Jade and Cyrus there with Hurt Anymore.
And that's, well, not really out because...
We're still hurting.
Still hurting.
Yes. Yeah, we are. We are still hurting. But now, this is you up. It's time for Australia's favourite segment. It's Nan Talk.
What are you saying, Nan?
I'm bitter and angry.
I went down to Nan's this week, popped in for a visit.
Woo!
Which was nice.
How is she?
She's really good,
How's
actually.
God's waiting room?
Another person has been called into the doctor's room recently.
Oh.
Or did they leave any frozen goods behind?
No, but they did donate some furniture to the annual junk sale, so she's looking forward to that in March.
Nice.
Yeah. But it was a great trip. We exchanged gifts. I gave her a $100 Bunnings voucher, which she was thrilled with.
What is she going
to
do?
She called me the very next day to tell me that she'd spent $65 of the dollars already.
Oh,
and she went through, it went through it bit by bit. And then she told me it had only been like 12 hours and somehow she'd managed to brag to everyone in the village that I had bought her a voucher. She goes, oh, everybody's very jealous in the village. I told them that my grandson bought me a voucher and they said, oh, my grandson would never do that. And I said, well, you ain't having him. But then she gave me a gift too because in June, she started asking me what I might want for Christmas.
Mm. Yeah, classic.
And I could actually think of something for the first time ever. I wanted a Dustbuster. You know, the miniature vacuum cleaners? Yeah. And so I said it. She bought it the next day. And ever since, it's been like, I've got that. I bought it. I've got it, which is great. I was happy to get it. But then, this is in July by this point. I was like, oh, that's great, Nan. But oh, I look forward to getting it in 7 months. You know, I need it now. So anyway, I took that. She was like, just take that with you. You know what you're getting. Just take it with you.
Aww.
So I did all right. Popped in on the way back from Portsea. Ended up with a Dustbuster.
And what is it? But what is your name doing with the $100 in Bunnings? What is she? Is she building?
She was just by some decoration, decorative stuff.
Oh, really. Good.
No, really. Sort
new
of heavy manual.
That sort of
shower
thing.
Curtain. Very good guess.
Shower curtain,
yes,
yeah.
Harry.
Nan this week. Well, she can't. She's livid about Trump. As
is she?
Probably heard this morning.
Yeah.
And she said, "quote unquote." This wouldn't happen if Diana was around.
Was she serious?
Yep. Deadly.
You know, I don't know how that tracks, but I want to believe her.
She thinks that Diana would have intervened, maybe.
She just thinks the world would have been a better place.
Right.
For her.
Well, right. She was very passionate about stopping landmines, and what is Trump if not one giant seething landmine?
Human landmine.
Yeah.
You can't step on him. It's very
hard. Had you discussed the election with Nan up before today?
We'd been chatting about it because she, for Brexit, her and my grandfather both said they made the wrong decision. So they didn't want the same thing to happen to America. Oh, yeah. They're not big fans of Hillary by any means. Mm. But as Nan said, better the devil you know.
That's right. It is better the devil you know.
So, and then she was like, no, I can't see it happening, to be honest with you. I can't see it. And then she was like, well...
I got that wrong.
Didn't see this coming.
Wow. Also, as if I couldn't like your Nan enough, she's now also quoting Kylie Minogue. So, you know.
That's right. She
that is where it came from. Yeah. She was like, make sure you tell us on your radio show.
Now, as is traditional, Harry and I share a jovial story about our grandmas, and then we cross to Chris, who reminisces an awful memory about his Nan. So over to you, Chris.
All right, so early this morning we were talking about snakes, so mine is snake-themed this morning.
Right.
When I was 11 years old, I was in my backyard. I was living with my grandparents at the time, and I saw a red-bellied black snake, and it was writhing angrily, like, at my feet. And I, being an 11-year-old child... was terrified, so I turned heel and sprinted back to the house crying. And when I finally got to my grandmother's arms, she immediately yelled at me for being a sissy for crying.
Oh.
Because
classic Nan.
Because if I'd run and the snake had bitten me, by the time I got back, I would have been dead.
Why?
Because of the venom. Because running would make the venom go through faster.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm not quite sure what the alternative was meant to be.
Well, children are idiots. We know that.
Just lay down quietly and die in the paddock, I imagine.
The paddock?
Yeah, I assume.
Well, it's all happy memories. And that's why we love grandparents. That's been Nan Talk.
You're on the tag team this morning, Joy 94.9. It's nearly time for us to get out of here.
Yeah, hey, it's been a cracking show today. Thank you very much for listening. And thanks to you guys for turning up week after week. I really appreciate it.
Aw,
you
my
are
pleasure.
More than well. You'd still do it on your own, though, but we appreciate that you're...
Oh, I don't know how to press buttons, mate.
So you need to talk
to... You know I can't do that. We go into a crisis every now and then when you sleep in, and I have a real panic, remember? Running around
happened,
my head.
It's happened twice in nearly 2 years.
Well, how many times have I slept in bed?
Does that mean you have to just talk nonstop for like 2.5 hours? Sorry,
we just didn't go on air. I just lit under the desk and screamed until Harry got here. Harry coached me the whole way here.
Yeah, that was very good. Coming up after us, though, it's Morning Joy with Warren.
Mm-hmm. And he's going to be excellent.
Yeah, we all know that. He is relentless. If nothing else, then punctual.
Are you trying? Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God. Are you trying to compliment him or be mean?
Yeah, I'm trying to compliment
him. You have never
him.
Been as mean as you have been today. You've slayed this one repeatedly, and now you're saying, Warren's here. He's nothing if not relentless.
This is the Trump future we're living in.
Yes.
This is what is happening. We are so now...
Last week, you were a delight. This week, under Trump, you're calling people relentless. What do you think
Warren,
that means?
I was being really nice. He knows. Yeah, he's giving me the thumbs
up.
Oh,
That's not a thumb, mate.
Oh, God. It's all... Listen, I'm an emotional wreck.
You are. Right?
You are. That's true.
You are an emotional wreck. All right. Well, it's time for us to get out of here. Thank you very much for joining us on this first day of the rest of our lives. We've been the Tag Team. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.